episode 16 of the Heroverse.
Yep. We're going to be talking about Spider-Man.
Yeah.
More so The Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Messes of films.
Are we having a messy week? A messy month?
I think so, but the problem with the Amazing Spider-Man films was it was Sony's rushed attempt to keep hold of the Spider-Man rights.
Yeah, it was.
Spider-Man's 1, 2 and 3 with the
Sam
Maguire,
Raimi trilogy. Yeah,
the Sam Raimi trilogy started obviously becoming a mess near the end of the trilogy, but it's neither here nor there. That was it. And then Sony was like, right, well, if we don't make another Spider-Man film, we're going to lose the rights. And then Marvel are going to get it back. And then we ain't going to get no money from Spider-Man. And Spider-Man for Sony has been one of their top earners. So they were like, right, we need to make a Spider-Man film. So they did the Andrew Garfield's Amazing Spider-Man. And I don't want to take away from Andrew Garfield. I like Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man.
I think in terms of, right, just before you start bashing, the Spider-Man character, the design, yeah. That was very well done.
Yeah.
We got the actual web shooters. We got a nice, more concrete, more comic accurate origin.
Yeah.
That all went well. Go and bash away, Bam Bam.
The rest of the film was a fucking trailer trash. It was awful.
Both of them were.
The second Spider-Man, the second Amazing Spider-Man film was, look at this new 3D technology that we've got. Here's a Spider-Man film so you can feel like you're part of the action. And then it was used absolutely shockingly terribly. And then the story for it was used terribly. The underutilized fucking Electro, completely underutilized him. And he didn't get his more utilization until we got the latest Spider-Man film. Like, why can DC... No, not DC. Why can Sony not get the utilization of characters correct? Because they can't. They didn't do it. They've not done it well with any of the Spider-Man films, I think. Especially with Sam Raimi's third film.
They did it fine with Green Goblin. They did
Green
well.
Goblin was alright.
Otto was done well.
Otto was their best villain.
Yeah.
And then they underutilized Hobgoblin and Sandman and Venom in the same movie. And then when we get the Amazing Spider-Man films, and Sony then underutilized Lizard completely.
Yeah.
They underutilized Gwen Stacy completely.
See, I thought Gwen was done well. I like that Gwen.
And then they go and kill her off in the second Amazing Spider-Man film.
Well, that's kind of... Yeah, but thing is, with the third one, because obviously they were planning a third at the time. Like, it's obvious they were, look at the ending of the film. That, I think the third film would have introduced their Mary Jane.
I don't think that's how it worked.
The Gwen Stacy dies, because Gwen is Peter's first love. They did the... That's comic accurate, the bridge scene where she snaps.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think the third would have been the Mary Jane and him finding love again.
Potentially.
I
think they would have focused... I think that instead of Amazing Spider-Man 3, we got Tom Hardy's Venom.
Yeah, I do.
Instead. And the only reason that I am 100% certain that Venom, Tom Hardy's Venom, is in the Amazing Spider-Man's universe is because of a few little details.
Yeah, there are the few. Yeah.
We get the details of Spider-Man being pegged as a murderer, and then we get Andrew Garfield in the latest Spider-Man film confirming that he went off the rails and went dark and started killing. He stopped throwing his punches and started actually killing bad guys. And that is how we sort of get that tie.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that they underutilized. I think Andrew Garfield is the best Spider-Man. Tobey Maguire is the best Peter Parker.
Yeah.
And Tom Holland is the best of both worlds.
See, what I like, right? So, to me, the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man is the one in the, I don't know what universe, but the one who starts Parker Industries. That's who the Tobey Spider-Man is to me.
Ultimate.
No, it wasn't Ultimate. It was someone else. I can't remember. Ultimate. So then Andrew is the closest to the 616.
Yeah.
because his follows that very rigid stuff. And I, like I said, I'm convinced third film, that would have been his MJ. Mm. But whatever. I then think the Tom Holland is this different, completely different Spider-Man to the comics. But it works.
Yeah.
Because he's a different Spider-Man.
So would you say Tobey Maguire's more spectacular Spider-Man, Andrew's amazing.
Yeah.
And Tom is just Tom.
Tom is the MCU Spider-Man. Oh, I want to tell you something now, but I can't. Carrying on. Carrying on, people. I like the Spider-Man, though. I like Andrew's Spider-Man.
Yeah, Andrew's Spider-Man's really good. He's got all of the quirkiness
of Spider-Man. I will say, I think his Peter was like the ultimate Peter.
Yeah.
I will give you that in terms... This was an amalgamation of ultimate and spectacular. But that's somewhere I'd like to see Marvel go. I want to see the ultimate universe. Mm. The dark, gritty universe where they do kill. Where they do not pull punches.
I think that overall, though, they are messy films because they were rushed.
Yeah.
To keep hold of the licenses.
What was that Rhino at the end of 2? Oh, my God.
I don't mind if they're going to do Rhino as a mecha-type character. Fine. That would explain some things for Rhino. It'd probably be easier to explain that than him being... part Rhino sort of thing, if you get what I mean. But there was no need for it. That could have been like an end credit scene, doing like a Marvel thing.
Well, that's what it basically was.
Yeah, but they didn't do it at the end of the credits.
No, they did it at the end.
And they could have, and it would have worked to set up the Sinister Six, because they could have done.
Well, that's insulting as well. He didn't even get to be in the Sinister Six.
No, yeah, I know.
That was insulting.
It's.
I'd have honestly ditched. I'm trying to think who it was. I'd have ditched Sandman.
Yeah.
And I'd have used Rhino.
I think I don't know what they were actually planning to do with The Amazing Spider-Man, because none of it seemed to join together.
It didn't seem to connect. No, I'll give you that. It was almost like it was two snapshots of his life that could have been decades apart for how much connectivity there was.
Yeah.
The third one would have had to connect that in some way, because you couldn't have had Emma Stone back as
Gwen Stacy. Yeah.
That's my other delivery.
That's your delivery. He'll go and pick up some boxes, Nate. You look very happy now you've got your boxes.
She's got me the ones, if she wants them.
Huh? She wants boxes.
Yeah, just to do a car boot sale.
Well, there we go. He's got his boxes. Yeah. But yeah, I'm convinced. I don't know who the villain would have been.
Venom. Venom would have been.
You think it'd have been a Venom MJ?
Yeah, and the only reason being is because, like I say, the Venom film I still 100% believe is set within the Amazing Spider-Man universe.
I'm curious to see. We'll get onto this in the future, but where the Venom from the post-credit scene of the third Spider-Man, the third Tom Holland Spider-Man, is going to go.
Hmm.
Because he left that bit of himself behind in Tom's universe. I'm curious to see where that'll go. I hope that plays into the Fantastic Four. Because that was who discovered the black suit and Dick Bond. I hope we go down that route. Because that's something we've not seen.
I kind of want them to do it as a way to sort of bring the Spider-Verse more into the MCU.
Hmm.
And it being that Tom finds this Venom, and he gets some sort of readings off it that he can tell it's not from their universe.
Yeah.
And then he basically is like, well, we've got to get it back to its own universe because it's going to cause some sort of time paradox loop and it's going to destroy the universe. And so he somehow gets into the Spider-Verse, more than likely with Ned's help. Because we've already seen that Ned has got the magic powers. And... basically, Ned gets him there, but causes him to go crazy, which turns him into the Hobgoblin, and...
Or could even bring back the wrong Ned.
Yeah. And it... Yeah, but it, some that yeah. that would then transition Ned to becoming the Hobgoblin, because we know that's supposed to be what's happening.
Yeah.
And then it would tie all of those bits together in a nice little bundle and go, there you go, there's your bow. Do you know what I mean? I think that's what that would work.
But yeah, I'll agree. They weren't the best films.
No.
They but again, they were just a couple of hours of dumb fun.
And I think that Amazing Spider-Man 2 was worse because they focused so heavily on doing 3D technology.
Yeah, I agree. I
don't get me wrong. I'm sure that in the cinema, with your 3D glasses on, the scene near the end with the pylons and stuff and all the electricity all over the place looked fantastic.
Yeah, I never saw it in 3D. So.
No, neither did I. I'm sure it looked great. And especially the bit at the end where you see the web and it's little hand of the web coming out. And obviously seeing that coming towards you looked amazing. But because it was made for 3D, watching it in 2D makes it look stupid.
Yeah, I'll agree. It's a shame. He was a good Spider-Man. But good Spider-Man with a bad writing cast.
But he gets his... he gets his moment redemption. To shine. His redemption. In Tom Holland's latest Spider-Man.
I agree.
Film.
I'd have actually liked a bit more of him and a bit less of Toby.
Yeah. I can...
But then I totally understand why you needed that bit at the end of the Tom where Toby stops him.
Yeah.
Because... I totally get that. Yeah. But I wish that could have been Andrew with, say, the Venom symbiote or something.
Yeah.
But that's just... Maybe I've got a soft spot for Andrew Garfield.
I think, like you say, Andrew Garfield for me is the best Spider-Man. His Peter could have used some work.
But still wasn't...
It wasn't terrible. It could have been worse. But overall, I think the only thing we can do is blame the writing team for how quickly they rushed it out to keep hold of licenses that realistically, I think by now, need to go back to the MCU, need to go back to Marvel Studios and let Marvel take the reins. Because I think... What's going to happen is...
You know what I'd do? Here's what I'd do with Sony. I'd go, right, I'm going to take the film rights to Spider-Man. You're going to have the TV rights. I'll give you TV show rights. So you can use whatever you want from the Spider-Man universe in any of them. Miles, Peter, Gwen, whoever the fuck you want.
Mm.
For any TV show you want. That is your thing. You have that. I'm going to take the movies. Because I own Toby. I own Andrew. I own Tom. All of that stuff. You know what? You want to continue with your little Venomverse thing that's going on? Do it.
Mm.
Here's a separate contract for that. You do your Venomverse. Because I don't mind that. I think they're doing well with their Venomverse. And I'm curious to see the upcoming... Craven.
I'm not.
Yeah.
The trailer looks terrible.
Either way. So you keep your Venomverse, so that gives them Venom 1 and 2, Morbius, Craven, and the Madam Web thing that's coming up.
Yeah.
You keep that. You have that.
Because they're a mess anyway.
You keep doing what you want with that. I'm also going to give you the game rights, Sony. Because your games for they've released basically every Spider-Man game forever.
And they've always been great.
And they've always been great. So you know what? I'm not going to stop you making great games. Here are the game rights. So you've got your TV show rights. You can do them till the cows come home. You've got your you've got your Venomverse movie as a separate contract. And you've got your game rights. You just have them. I don't care.
Mm.
I'm taking the movies.
Yeah.
And yes, I can make TV shows as well, because I'm going to do me Spider-Man Home Undercover, whatever.
Yeah.
But that's the way I'd work it.
Mm.
They can keep the games, keep the TV shows, keep the Venomverse.
Yeah.
Do what you want. I'm taking it back. But yeah, I still feel sorry for Andrew. I think he could have been great.
Yeah, Andrew could have been great, but he was let down by really shitty storytelling. And just terrible writing.
I did like, and this is my little, the fuck up, when he webbed Gwen's hand to the car,
mm-hmm.
and she shouts Peter. That was a fuck up. She was meant to shout Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah.
But in filming, she shouted Peter, and that's why she did that.
Yeah.
Because it was a mistake in the film, but they liked it. Because that's what you would do.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a high-stress environment.
You're going to go with the name that you remember.
Which is, and then, I love that. But yeah, there's not a lot to say.
No,
it wasn't.
They're
not I great. Like it, but he doesn't.
They're not great films. I can watch them, but they're not great films. I think that they're worse of films coming off the tail end of the Maguire era.
You think if it had been released, say, now, ignoring the fact we've got Tom Holland, say we didn't have the Tom Holland stuff, do you think it'd be better if now they released the Andrew stuff? Because it's been that long since the Spider-Man yes. film. Yeah.
I think with the fact that in my lifetime...
We're now on the third
We're on the third iteration of Spider-Man.
In live action.
In live action. That's a problem for
yeah.
me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the problem. I think if we had the Tobey Maguire trilogy and then we didn't have Andrew Garfield whatsoever and then we got Tom Holland, great. If we didn't have Tom and then we had Andrew now, great.
Yeah.
But when they did the Maguire stuff...
You think Andrew's got the problem of being the middle child.
He is the middle child. And unfortunately, yes, he gets his redemption in the latest Spider-Man film.
I mean, I'll be fair though, I think Toby gets his redemption in the third film as well from that. From his terrible third film, yeah. You know what it's almost like to me? Because Green Goblin, you agreed, was good.
Yeah.
You agreed that...
Doc Ock is the best.
Is great. And we both agreed the third one is...
Too many villains, too many fucking chefs. It was terrible.
Do you wonder... I know Sam Raimi is a director of those three. Do you think they got a new head of Sony between Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 3 and Andrew Garfield's Amazing Spider-Man 2? Do you think they put someone else in charge there?
They might have done, but I think the problem was that Spider-Man 3, Maguire's 3, was so poorly received that Raimi was like, I'm not doing another one. And then they was like, they thought, right, we'll leave it for a little bit. And then they were like, legal department got in touch, like, right, we've got 18 months left on the Spider-Man rights. So if you don't get a film out within the next 12, we lose them. And then they went, okay, get me casting. And then they were like, right, get me a writer. Right, write a Spider-Man film, go. And they're like, all right, so we do Spider-Man 4. And they're like, no. We want to do a new Spider-Man from a different universe with a different first villain. Because we've done these villains. We need a new villain.
Yeah.
Let's take Lizard.
I mean, Lizard was a good first choice.
Yes, he was a good first choice. Because this Spider-Man in this is older than Toby's Spider-Man.
Meant to be when he started, yes. Yeah.
Because this Spider-Man is him starting in uni,
yeah.
Whereas the first one was him in high school,
yeah.
Which Tobey Maguire was too old for that, but that's it.
Ironically, the switch, having Toby in uni and Andrew in high school, would have worked.
But yeah, I think overall, they basically was like, it was all about keeping the rights, and that was where the issue was, because they rushed it, and then they were like, right, well, we don't even need to make a great Spider-Man film, we just need to make one.
That's something I'll say that's cool about Across the Spider-Verse. There's a bit where you see all the Uncle Ben death scenes, and they've actually taken it from Tom's film, from Toby's, not from Tom's, from Toby's film, from Andrew's film, and from all the TV shows and games.
Right.
They've actually played that scene like on video screens. That I was like, no, that's cool. But yeah, right, we'll see you next week for another Heroverse.
Yeah, we will.
There's
not a lot we can say about them other than the fact that they were just not done right.
No,
and that's it. So we're gonna leave it there.
Because again, you end up with poor Electro in this. He was just a nerd who became a villain for no reason, really.
Yeah.
He didn't have a good villain arc.
No, he didn't. It was terrible.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're just going to dip, guys.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye.